Hi everyone, I'm Mark.
And I'm Alex.
And this is Final Stop for Final Fantasy Talks. Continuing our journey with Final Fantasy IX, and we kind of just finished off with, Black Waltz 1, and at that point, we're kind of moving forward. So, as I've been doing each one, kind of going back, my little takeaways from playing through up to this point, we made some more botches, more on my part, botch job, man. So, the scene at the Force entrance, right, with Dagger, or Garnet, rather, and Zidane, that actually just happens. You don't have to go back. In fact, you actually cannot go back to the, the forest entrance or anything like that. So,
right, okay.
Whoops. And then also, right after that forest scene is the Teach Me Monster thing, or right before, but regardless, we had that all the way back at the theater ship, and that actually did not happen until all the way at this point. So,
that's right. So this is the first. That was the first Teach Me Monster session.
Yeah. So keep in mind, guys, this is a lot of stuff. These are minor details, but I want to make sure we're 100%, accurate. So something we also didn't talk about, man, that I think is pretty cool is, once you're in battle and you're fighting some things, you have Garnet and she has her summons. I mean, of course, you can't use them, but she has the summons. And that's something cool because, you see, and she's got Shiva and Bahamut, and all these things. And so I did some research into this. If you so chose to kill a bunch of moos and goblins and stuff, in order to have enough MP to summon Shiva, Shiva's 96, you would have to be roughly level 18, okay? No big deal.
Exactly.
The highest one is Bahamut, and he is 224 MP.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
If you wanted to go ahead and grind to be able to summon him, you'd have to get to level 45.
But so I've never actually tried this because I've always thought that was an interesting thing as well. So it is possible to use them if you have the MP.
I would assume. I mean, I didn't test. Yeah. I guess I could have used the booster real quick just to see. But,
well, because I've always wondered that myself, is that, it's been a thought of, I wonder, because you see them on there, and, you know that the game assumes that, for obvious reasons, you're not going to level that much, because up to level 18 alone is probably going to take you quite a while. But
so long.
But I was always just wondering about that, you see them on there, but just curious as to whether you could even use them if you had the MP to use them.
Well, so. I'm sure someone out there has done that.
Yeah.
And, kudos for them. That's crazy. I mean, myself here, I was trying to get the pop quiz to pop in the forest. Dude, I gave up after 15 battles. I said, I'm out of here.
Yeah, it could be really weird and finicky. I think there's ways to sort of manipulate the RNG. Like, I've read things like, because I've had the same problem with trying to get him to show up at endgame.
Yeah.
And I think there's some things like your chances are slightly greater if you go to different forests.
Yeah, see, I bounced
a couple encounters there.
Yeah, I bounced around. I didn't get it, but, anyways, I'll go back at some point. And then one last thing we did forget to mention, we always try to get the steel loot. I don't think we mentioned Sea Lion, how you can steal the Mithril Dagger, which is pretty good because that has Bandit. So you get that, it increases, your chance of stealing. And so, anyways, those are the quick little points. More next time, of course, as usual. But we are leaving the Ice Cavern, woohoo! And, the first thing is, keep going in back and forth, but Garnet finally becomes Dagger. I mean, sexy. Yep. I mean, Dagger. And so,
whichever name, either
whatever
one
you want to go with. If you want to be a teenage boy like myself, you can change it to sexy.
That's what you do.
But, and then, of course, in that moment, there's a funny interaction between Steiner and Zidane. I mean, it's kind of here through this whole section of Dalia. They pretty much just do some hardcore arguing the whole time. Is what it is, but pretty hilarious stuff.
They really start to butt heads at this point. But this is the first point in the game, aside from Alexandria, I guess, that you actually get to see the sun. So that's kind of nice.
That's true.
Yeah, you're finally above the mist, because it's pretty, it's pretty depressing when you're in the valleys and everything, and it's just dark and misty.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't think about that. And then, of course, you're in a cave. And so...
Yeah.
Not really a whole lot of space to roam once you get out to the world map again. It's pretty much the city of Dali, and that's pretty much it.
Yep, you can encounter the first friendly monster, which I believe we talked about.
I think mini games or something.
Yeah, we might have mentioned it at one point. But anyway, so this game has these special battles, a musical change, and you get into it's sort of like it's the same old battle scene, but it's when a friendly monster, and then they'll ask for some item.
Yeah.
In this case, it's the friendly Moo, and he asks for, I think, ore? Just one ore?
It's one ore.
Exactly, yeah. But it's pretty nice because you get 10 AP out of it.
Which yeah, I mean, that's a nice boost, especially because, you know, at this point with Zidane, you know, if you didn't do too many battles, you know, you're still definitely on the Mage Masher trying to get Flea. You know, and if you just stole Mithril Dagger, kind of just, you can start to fall behind with some of these things. And weapons are a big deal because, well, I mean, it'd be nice to use the newest one because it does most damage. And so, just for me, kind of as a completionist, I like to complete them before I move on. And so, anywho, that'll help you out. So, the village of Dali, it's a quite little interesting place. We'll get into it, but it's very deceiving, isn't it? You know, it's got its dark secrets. And I just love it, man. You get in there, and the first thing you get, Vivi goes, gee whiz, a windmill! You know, and he's just like going crazy about this windmill. And you got,
it's,
you know,
so exciting.
You got Papa Zidane that's like, no, let's go to bed, son.
Yeah. We need to go get some rest.
Yeah, I gotta go get some rest, and he gets all sad. But you go in, and then, of course, you know, you got the sleeping innkeeper.
Oh, yeah.
Small little interaction right there, so because, funny. You know, I mean, We'll get to him in a second, of course, but yeah, just ridiculous. But you get your room, and it's just a little funny banter. I mean, that's kind of what it is. It's a lot of little things here and there, not a whole lot, but just, you know, Garnet, Dagger. We don't want to give her away that she's a princess. You know, it's just like, right. Whereas I'm sleeping, you know, and Zidane's like, well, in the same room. these countryans don't have private rooms. The nerve. Yeah.
And then, of course, that's when Steiner starts doing his, like, shaking fist thing.
Yeah,
upset about it.
No, it's pretty hilarious. And, you know, of course, again, you have another scene where there's arguing, and then it ends with Vivi just went to bed, you know. So.
Passed out.
One little note I put on, it's just kind of something funny, is I just don't understand the flappy arm kids that are around. I guess they're just displaying, you know, that they're, you know, children are being children. But at the same time, I've never once walked around the entire time flapping my arms to the sides. It's pretty hilarious. It's small little detail that's quite just funny to look at.
Yeah. Trying to be a part of the Gullwings or something like that.
I'm going to be a Gullwing when I grow up.
Yeah, exactly, right? Yeah, and then one other thing that we forgot to mention or we kind of talked about, we briefly mentioned Mognet at the very beginning in Alexandria at the Steeple, where you interact with Kupo. And you can start the whole Mognet side quest thing. So at this point in the game, you've got Gumo the Moogle, but the ones that we forgot to mention. So the first letter that went to from Kupo to Monty.
Yep.
Monty to Moise. And I believe Moise was the one. He was the one trapped in ice in the ice cavern. And then finally Moise to Gumo. So that's where we're at right now with the Mognet.
Yeah, just kind of catch you up, because like Alex said, we kind of forgot to mention it. And you don't get one from Gumo, so at this point, if you turn those in, you're caught up all the way, nothing for you to do. And yeah, we'll get to that next one once we get to the next Moogle. So we are going to transfer to Sea Trivia. Alex, you know, he failed rank 6 last week, or last episode rather, but that's okay. We got a new test for him. I think he's going to do well on this one, so... Let's get to Siege Trivia. So our first question that I got for you. Keep it in Final Fantasy IX. Tiger Racket teaches Dispel.
Tiger Racket? You're talking about with Dagger, right?
Well, it just to, you know, whatever. I mean, it has, you know, it has a couple. But yeah, one of them is Dispel.
Man, I honestly don't remember these questions. True. Yeah.
Okay. Are you asking me? No. Final Fantasy X, the illustrious... why'd they have to kill her, man? She was smoking. Lady Unalisca, I don't care that she's like 10,000 years old. Lady Unalisca begins inflicting zombie in her third form.
That's false. Are you saying like the first time she inflicts zombie?
So, yes, she begins to inflict zombie in her third form.
False.
All right. Final Fantasy 12. The good Sir Vaughn, when he grows up, he wants to be a blacksmith.
False.
Final Fantasy 7. This one, I think you should know this one. Ruby weapon, okay? So it's got many, many attacks, right? And yep. It does inflict many status effects, and one of them is blind.
False.
Final Fantasy 8, Shumi Village. I mean, you know, when we get to Final Fantasy 8, we will definitely talk about it. And, I mean, side note here, sorry everyone, but I have to stop. I mean, we say this all the time, but I would say out of all the Final Fantasies, the weirdest looking freaking race is our Shumi. Just... So, why are their fingers, like, as long as trees? I don't understand. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
Had to go on my rant. Shumi Village, there are 5 stones that you have to collect for that side quest.
Let's see. Because I recently just did that side quest, so... False.
Alright. Final Fantasy 13. I don't know if you're going to know this one. I didn't know it. Nautilus, right? So kind of like the, I don't know, what is it? Kind of like the game area or whatever?
Yeah, it was like the amusement park.
Yeah, there we go. All right, so, oh no! Zaz lost his little chick. It is hiding in 3 different locations.
Oh, I'm just loving the way you said that. 3 different locations. True?
Alright, and the last one, we're going back to Final Fantasy X. So the first time, so Tidus's Brotherhood sword, right, when you first get it, it has the 10% strength ability on it.
True.
Alright, let's go over these. So, Final Fantasy IX, the Tiger Racket, it does have Dispel on it, so it is one of the ones, it's Dispel.
Okay.
Final Fantasy X, Lady Unalisca, does not start inflicting at the third form. She starts inflicting zombie in her second form. So,
yeah.
Nice jab. Vaughn does not want to be a blacksmith. He wants to be a chef. No, you hear about it so many times. He wants to be a sky pirate. In fact, you hear it so many times. It's like, dude, will you please shut up already?
Yeah, that's his whole spiel. It's just like, I want to be a sky pirate. Okay.
I want to be a sky pirate. Alright, Final Fantasy VII, Ruby Weapon. It does inflict many status effects. Blind is not one of them. You got that correct.
I didn't think so. I was trying to think of its different attacks.
Dude, it's got like 10 different attacks. It's insane.
Yeah, it's got a ton.
Shumi Village. There are 5 stones, my man.
What?
Yep.
I thought it was like Blue Stone, Life Stone, Shadow...
Yep.
I can't even...
there are 5 stones.
All right, never mind.
Nautilus, Saz's chocobo chick is gone. Oh no, it's in 4 different locations.
Oh my goodness.
Not 3.
Man.
All right, it's coming down to this last question here. If you get it right, you pass. Tidus's Brotherhood sword. We said it gives 10% strength. When you first get it, it gives 5% strength.
Of course, yeah. I don't know, man.
Did it upgrades? I'll try to make some of them a little easier.
It's just hard to remember, man. Like, I played 10 somewhat recently, but
yeah.
Little things like that, like, you know, I know that at one point it has 5 and 10. It's tricky.
Yeah,
man.
It upgrades. Yeah. Well, I was figuring you were not going to get the 13 one, but some of the other ones, I, you know, definitely thought, and
yeah,
you did.
I mean it.
But, oh well, you failed rank 6 again. I'll,
Man, what is that, 2 times in a row?
2 times in a row. I'll tone it down. I'll turn down the difficulty level for you.
I thought
next
I knew
time.
More about Final Fantasy than
that. Yeah, what the heck, man? What's going on here? Even though I'm usually having to look all... I get the idea, but then to actually know the answer myself, I always have to look it up. So, Anyways, at Seed Trivia, we'll give Alex another chance on rank 6. After that, I guess we'll just have to fire him, but that's okay. So, let's get back to Final Fantasy IX. So, going back to the sleepy innkeeper, what do you know about him?
Well, I kind of forgot. He's actually the brother of the mayor of the town, Mayor Kapu. And he's pretty much just a lazy jerk, right? I mean, he's just, you know, constantly checking out Dagger and doing all that kind of stuff. So, just creepy guy.
I mean, I guess when you're in your own manger, but who falls asleep to try to get out of doing things, or pretends to be asleep to get out of stuff? That is just ridiculous. Like, I don't understand. But pretty hilarious stuff in the room, though. So, you know, obviously, so everyone goes to sleep, pretty much, is where we're at, right? And you wake up, and you can go explore the village now. And so, before you do that, though, make sure you hit up the bookshelf to the right to learn how to become a millionaire. The two books there, it's like How to Save 1 Million Gil and Making Crazy Money, Volume 1. So, make sure you read those.
I love that. There's a lot of good things here, and then you've got some funny ATEs to watch. So you've got Vivi Confused, which is a pretty funny one, just the way that it is. It's like all of the kids, of course, you know, are all scared of Vivi because without spoiling too much, we'll get into that. But just the, like, you know, the fact that he's so different.
Yeah.
So they're all scared of him. And then you have some really funny ones. You've got the Cat's Eye and Cat's Eye 2. Where you kind of get some insight into the innkeeper, and, you know, he's talking about, like, what should I do, and should I tell my brother about him, and stuff like that.
I mean, that's what, obviously, at this point, if you haven't played it, then you don't really kind of understand what's really happening all the time. But, I mean, you can start to piece it together for the most part, and then, of course, you know, you got Dagger tries hard and harder, right? Because, you know, they're wanting her to stop acting like a princess. That's why she changed her name. And, you know, Zane suggests she start saying alrighty, you know, like Vivi, you know? It's so, it's just kind of some funny little things. I thought the one that always just, I can't get behind is when the Oglop, right? And the grandma's like, usually girls are afraid of bugs. And she's holding it. And she has that internal thing where, like, oh, maybe, you know, whatever. And then she screams. But that's like someone picking up a cockroach, holding it, looking at it, and then 15 seconds later throwing in screaming.
Like, yeah.
Okay. That, if anything, you're drawing more attention to how strange you are, you know?
Yeah, she goes, like, 1, 2, 3. And at that point, it's, like, already, you know, 30 seconds has gone by. So she's just sitting there, like, still, while this person is looking at her. They're just like,
yeah, this is hilarious. How that, because it's, yeah.
Yeah. And then you were talking about the books earlier. One of my favorite parts in this, it just kind of like a little interesting side note in this game. When you're at the lobby of the inn, you can go over by, like, there's a little table over there, and then it's got this, like, Dally Inn's breakfast service. A delicious breakfast for only 20 gil. And then the breakfast is literally just cold water, scrambled eggs, and vegetables.
Well, you know, it's funny. You could go into the pub, and they got a menu, too. I don't quite remember everything on it, but it was pretty much the same thing. Like, cold water, scrambled eggs, vegetables, and it's like, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty funny because there's an alcohol list, and it's like brown ale, white ale, you've got red wine. I think you can buy a Gasol. Or a Geisel pickle, however you say it.
Okay.
Really funny little things in Dally.
That's a lot of little tiny details and stuff, you know? And, of course, if you are wanting to torture yourself and play some cards, the only person who does play is the shopkeeper. And she doesn't really have any good cards. I was playing her a little bit.
Right.
Right after I made through the ice cavern. Dude, I say torture because, I lost a couple of times. I had to think. Thankfully, there's the autosave, so it's not like I have to go back very far, you know. It's just it's saved from me walking into the store. But, like, it's just, you know, I got this Genji card. I got the Cactar card that has a B defense, and it's like, doesn't matter. Really doesn't matter at all. I got, you know, just murdered a couple of times.
Well, and that's what's so funny is, like, you know, I mean, at some point, it should be kind of representative of a natural battle between those two, and imagine, like, a Cactar getting beaten by a goblin or something.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
No. No, it doesn't, but, you know, anyways, she does have some cards. She's got, like, a flan, and those, what is it, the giant, like, pig thing with the two tusks?
Oh, Zagnol.
Yeah, she's got those, and so she doesn't have too many, but make sure you play her, get those couple of cards and stuff, and anyways, she's the only one, and you'll have plenty more opportunities to play cards as much as you want here soon, though, that's for sure. Something that I thought was pretty funny, too, you know, Zidane starts to go, well, you know, you go out to the village and, you know, you can explore, but also the point is that you're supposed to be finding, you know, Vivi and Dagger. He says Rusty will be fine on his own. You can find Vivi by the windmill, gee whiz, and Vivi's in thought. He's like, well, what's up? And he's like, girl problem, huh? You know, it's like, dude.
Yeah.
No. It's just hilarious because one of the things he says is, you know, like, I'm popular with all of the ladies in Limblum. And it's just like, gosh,
yeah, and we
dude.
See how that turns out.
Yeah, seriously. And it's just like, give it a rest, man.
Yeah, but on top of that, too, I mean, Vivi's like 8 years old.
He's 9. Yeah, well, that's what, like, you know, he's talking about a girl, and Vivi's like, I haven't thought about that before. He's like, yeah, dude, come on. Why are you trying to introduce him to, let him be a kid, all right? Why are you trying to make him have a relationship?
Yeah. No, but he's more interested in the que noises that are happening.
Yeah.
And then at this point, one other thing you want to add in is that you can actually find your first Stellazio, which is kind of part of a little side quest in this game, where you can find all of these little Stellazio coins that each have a zodiac sign.
Yep.
So at this point, it's Aries, which is right. It's in the building with the windmill.
Up top.
So that's the first one. No, actually, I think it's at ground level. It's like right behind the window.
That's right.
Something like that.
Yeah, there's like that back door. Well, all right, we're kind of blasting through. Not a whole lot to talk about, but let's transfer into our bold move short segment, and then we'll kind of finish up Dally here. So, to bold move we go. So, Alex, why don't you go ahead and start us off? What do you got for bold move?
All right, so for bold move this week, got Final Fantasy VII.
Okay.
And it was a bold move when Kate Sith decided to steal the Black Materia and then just casually give it to Shinra.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
Oh, Kate Sith.
Yeah, I mean, he's such an interesting, not to sidetrack too much, but such an interesting character, but just based on the relationship with how that all transpired, I really wonder how many, you know, fans of Final Fantasy really love to use Kate Sith in their party.
Yeah, just knowing who and what he is, exactly.
Exactly. So what you got?
All right, mine. Dude, it's so easy to just go to Tidus. So Final Fantasy X... Tidus, I mean, it's just that guy. So way back in the early in the Besaid, the first time you go into the temple, right? Or I guess the second time, and you know, he rushes in, and you know, it's like the rules must be obeyed, or whatever. He's like I care, and then runs in.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that's a bold move. First of all, you don't even know what the heck is going on. No one knows you, and it's like you're just running into a holy area. That's like just completely insane.
Well, and he hadn't really shown any like crazy tendencies up to that point. It was kind of weird how, you know, he didn't seem like that was the type of thing that he was gonna do.
Right.
Right? Like he hadn't shown any indication, but wasn't that also the part where Waka was like, it's forbidden or something?
Waka is there. You know, it's just it's hilarious because it's like, what if the summoner dies? And then he gets in there and like Yuna's just like a really like fat, ugly Ronso, and he's like, oh damn, I made a mistake.
Yeah, whoops, my bad. But yeah, I mean also on top of that, like what was so dangerous as to where like people could die in there? What, they couldn't solve the puzzle and get out or something?
I know, seriously. Or what, the faith is gonna kill them? Like
I don't know.
Yeah. Yuna will pay the consequences. Anyways, that was my bold move. We got a whole laundry list of Tidus bold moves, that's for sure, but
sure.
That's what we got for this installment, and we're going to get back to Final Fantasy IX, finish up Dali, and see what happens. So the fun part comes where Vivi gets kidnapped. I mean, they fall on, like, what, it comes up and it's like, you know, and then, like, they snag him.
They just pick him up and run with him.
Yeah, just snag him off the street.
I like how they're just carrying him under their arm, too. It's just like a little baby or something.
Yeah, seriously. And you know, so they... The funny thing is, right, and, you know, obviously before Zidane and Dagger go down, but... The innkeeper is plotting all this, and I literally just played through this morning, and I was just thinking about this, right? The innkeeper is planning. He's saying it out loud to his freaking cat, right? Meanwhile, you got Gumo the Moogle right there, literally hearing a kidnapping, and dude, he doesn't do anything. This is a warning. He's just like, that's cool, Koopo. Come on, man.
I know. There is actually one, I think on Cat's Eyes 2, is where he's like, did I do the right, you know, I told my brother about him, and I think they went and collected him. And then you actually see Gumo, he kind of does like a little, like, a jump and kind of like a thing of like, oh, that's so mean. So he has a reaction, but he doesn't say anything. He doesn't warn anybody.
He's complacent, man. He's just as guilty. So anyways... they go over to where Vivi was when Zidane had their little talk. They hear him crying. And at this point, what? You can go bug the mayor.
Yeah, I thought this was kind of funny because you can barge into the mayor's house, which is also where the windmill is for some reason. And you can go in there and his kid's sleeping. And all that really happens is like Zidane walks in and then Dagger's like, why'd you stop walking? And Mayor Kumop or whatever his name is, he's just like, I'm busy, please leave. And then that's it. So
yeah, he just kind of kicks you out.
Yeah, but a little additional scene that you can go and do, it's optional.
Yep, and it's the same thing through either door, right? Because you can get into his house from the windmill or from just the street.
Yep, or from
and
outside.
So either thing, but it's, go ahead in there, get, you know, yelled at by the mayor and then walk out and make sure you find the little hatch right on the floor that's very obvious. And so you go down it and there you are. You're in a kind of like an underground factory and basically right off the bat, you get the scene where, you know, you got the barrels that have the Alexandria stamp on it. And so, of course, Dagger's like, yo, let's figure out what this is. And so you kind of are just going through trying to figure out what's going on because, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, and we kind of talked a little bit like at Evil Force. We talked about the music at this point. I really like the soundtrack that they play at this point in the game. It's that kind of like mysterious, sort of suspenseful. It really fits the atmosphere quite well. But you can find some really nice treasures here. This is your first chance to get the Iron Helm, or not your first chance. If you hadn't stolen it from the plant brain back in Evil Force, you can now get the Iron Helm in a treasure chest that, again, is a really nice item for Steiner because it has the level-up ability.
Yeah, it's your free chance to get it if you did miss it. And it wasn't at the shopkeeper either. I think they have Rubber Helm or something like that.
Yeah.
Yes, make sure you get that. And then the other things are kind of just like ethers and potions, the kind of usual stuff. Kind of going through, there's that mist door that you can open. And then... That's your first, like, mandatory battle with, I think they're ghosts, right?
Yeah, three of the ghost enemies. What's interesting about this, though, is that there's no random encounters until you open that door. So, you don't have to do it. It's kind of an optional thing. You go in there, and I think you can get some pretty nice items. There's, I believe, a Phoenix Pinion and a couple other things. But then Zidane has a little comment where he's just like, miss monsters, huh?
After the first battle, miss monsters, huh? And yeah, so that Phoenix Pinion is actually, it's hidden. It's like on the right side of the machine. You cannot see it, so you kind of just have to walk around, and there it will be.
Right.
But kind of at like this point, because if you go further, that's when the scenes happen. So at this point, you can open that door, and you can kind of backtrack just like one or two screens or whatever and get the Kumop the Moogle, which make sure you do talk to him. You know, like we said, he'll give you a letter. And this is kind of like your last chance to save for a little bit. And so, I mean, obviously, if the remaster, it auto-saves. But, you know, like, to do an actual save, that's your, kind of your last chance to do that.
Yeah, and what did you think of the enemies at this point? You've got the ghost guys.
Yep.
And they can actually do a lot of damage. I always remember this because their fire, especially on Zidane, it does like 90 damage or something. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, well, in two Dagger and Vivi, it still does like 60. And I
Right.
didn't get in any other random battles that with the ghost, it was always just the other dude that steals whatever it is. But you know, with the ghost, there's three of them, and so if they're cranking out the fires, I mean, yeah, like they can do quite a bit, especially if they do single target, you know, and you're not maybe as fast as the healing, or maybe you're being complacent with it, but regardless, yeah.
Yeah, and it's also really annoying because those enemies that you were talking about, the lizard guys, I believe their name is Vice, they can steal and escape, which is really annoying. And I'm not sure what the mechanics are behind their steal rate or what
Yeah.
kind of items, but you know, occasionally they could get a pretty dang good item
Dude,
like a high potion or something like
yeah.
that.
It's anything in your inventory. So it can be
Really? Wow,
elixirs.
that's.
Yeah, no, because I remember I had that. They stole some stuff. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then like you said, and then they get away. And I actually don't even think it is if you kill, so say they stole an elixir and then you kill it, I don't think you get it back. I think it's like it's stolen. We'll have to try to confirm that if we can.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'll have to look into that because I think you do, but
I would hope
again,
so,
I'm not
but I
100%
remember I
sure
was
either.
really
Yeah,
upset
exactly.
because he stole something and killed it. This was like my other playthrough, not the one I'm doing right now. So I'm trying to remember exactly, but no, I kicked his butt this time. I was like, heck no, ain't happening. Anyways, you'll go through, right? You get VV, you find him in a little thing. He's crying again, you know, and it's just kind of funny. Zidane's like, dude, next time you gotta like scream, get off me, scumbag, you know, and stuff. Because you know, VV's like, I didn't say anything. I was so scared.
Yeah.
So, little pep talk from Zidane on what to do when you are being kidnapped is make a scene, stand up for
Yeah.
yourself. It empowers you, he says. And it's
It's like it catches your attackers off guard and empowers you or
yeah,
something. So you
that's
just
what he
say,
says.
"Get off me, scumbag."
Get off me, and then you know, and then Dagger in her mind's like, scumbag.
Yeah.
It's so.
Never heard of that term before.
Anyways, they all get stuffed in a barrel while trying to hide, and so that's where we're at. Boom with them, and then it goes to a completely different area, which you did know earlier. Steiner was helping, like the pub person found out that you know he needs to go speak to the old man at the observatory in order to find out about the cargo ship. So that's where he is. It goes to the scene. You're on top of the little like little cliff, and you start to head down, and you can go ahead and head on down. Old man though, old man Morid, he's gonna take his sweet time
Yeah.
getting down those
Takes
stairs.
forever.
So go ahead, go grab a book while you wait.
Yeah. Yep. And then when he finally does get to his little shack, you can have a nice cup of coffee. I love that when he offers it to Steiner and Steiner's
Yeah.
just like, "Oh,
Oh, thank
thank
you.
you."
And then he's like, wait. And then it shows him drinking it. And then he's like, I'm not here for coffee.
Already drank it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Some hilarious things too. I like Mord, the old guy. You know, Steiner's like, tell me, you know, and all this
Yeah.
stuff. And he's like, you're not a very good interrogator.
Right.
You know, they get into the moral debate, like, so who decides what's right and wrong? You know, he's like, Steiner's like, everyone knows the difference between right and wrong. And Mord's like, yeah,
Yeah.
still green as a pickle.
Still green as a pickle. That's one of the best lines ever. I just love
Still
that.
green as a pickle.
Yeah, because he's just totally messing with him the whole
Oh
time.
yeah, absolutely.
And Steiner, it's just this whole thing. And you know, in a way, I think it's really great because there's a lot of. Steiner is one of the best characters in the game as far as character development. You know,
Yeah.
he changes so much, and especially in the beginning, he is just really naive. He is so blinded by his duty and what he considers to be the right thing, which is really just, you know, his directives pretty much to do whatever the queen asks.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, and we'll get to him too. And also, I got a little card. Like, I don't know if you've ever let the game at the home screen just kind of go, and then it goes off into its little video. And 9's actually kind of interesting because it like shows you these screenshots. So like the same pictures used for the character dossiers. It has those pictures, but then it has like, oh, I don't know, I'm trying to remember like Virtue, and then, you know, then it'll have like one of the characters. Like, I think for Steiners, yep. It's like loyalty. Then he's like, you know, he says like a little thing like, how do I, you know, fulfill my duty? You know, it's kind of interesting. Right. Each character has their own word. And I screenshot all those. So I'll try to put those up on social media this week for Steiners. Because, yeah, that it is. It's his internal struggle to duty and, you know, knowing what actually should happen kind of a deal. And so, anyways, we won't get into that right now. Because before you run off, you can, cargo ship's about to leave. It's actually there right now loading up, right? Massive rush. You got to get there. But you can't always stop and play cards. You got time for cards, right? And Mord will gladly take your cards, even though he says he's not good at it.
Yeah, exactly.
Hilarious stuff. But that is kind of where we're going to pause it. Because once you head back with Steiner, that's when some events start to unfold quite quickly. And we definitely don't have enough time to get that out to all that stuff. So rather than kind of getting halfway in and then having to stop, we're just going to stop right here. And, you know, we got some good stuff coming up in the next episode, that's for sure. We'll get to Lindblom, yeah, which, dude, that's going to be something else. There's so much fun stuff in Lindblom.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, that's what we got, guys, for our episode. We want to thank you all for tuning in and listening, especially, you know, if this is your first episode you're listening to. We appreciate it. Make sure you stop by Final Stop for FinalFantasyTalks.com. It's our website. Has blog posts about each of the episodes. You can listen to it there. We got some soundtracks of the Final Fantasy series. We got some media things that we put up there. I mean, we also put that stuff on social media. So make sure you look out for our handles, which is on our website as well. And yeah, it's just kind of a one-stop shop, you know, kind of hang out, check out some stuff, get plugged in, you know. I put up the C trivia questions last time, so I'll do that again this time. And then again, if you guys have any questions, make sure you let us know. We can torture Alex some more, so...
yeah.
All right, all. We'll some catch you next. Yeah, we had real hard questions. But all right, all. We'll catch you next time. I'm Mark.
I'm Alex.
And this is Final Stop for Final Fantasy Talks.